It's your show now, so what's it gonna be? Cause people will tune in. How many train wrecks do we need to see before we lose touch? Oh, and we thought this was low. Well, it's bad getting worse. So where'd all the good people go?
Robin Hood Radio presents Jill Goodman and Cosmic Logic.
Cosmic Logic Lab, 29 January 2021. Our friends at Open the Books continue to expose government waste and fraud, and in their latest investigation, they've shone the spotlight on one of the largest wastes in the U.S. government, the Social Security Administration. What they've uncovered is that last year alone, Social Security admitted to $8 billion in improper and mistaken payments. There are 6 million active Social Security numbers of people aged 112 and older, even though only 40 or less of these people exist in the world. The root cause? Failure to verify death. And the four-year total sum to U.S. taxpayers? Roughly $2.8 billion. And even though we knew it was happening, you know the old numbers don't lie, and this all the way back to mid-November. CDC lists 26,557 heart attacks as COVID deaths, lists 7,919 accidents and poisonings as COVID deaths. Sky High News from mid-December, quote, the Grand County Coroner is disputing the number of COVID-19 deaths the state's reporting for the county. Brenda Bach told county commissioners the state's reporting two additional COVID-19 deaths, which she believes should not be included. The coroner maintains that only one person in the county has died from COVID-19, while two more people have died with it, for a total of three COVID-related deaths in the county. However, the state is reporting five. In disputing their numbers, the coroner explained that a couple who died of gunshot wounds late in November have been included in the state's numbers. The state told Bach those deaths are included because they tested positive for COVID-19 within 30 days before their death. The coroner called the state's reporting false and misleading.
Cosmic Logic with Jill Goodman, recorded in the studios of Robin Hood Radio, robinhoodradio.com.